This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
On the prognosis of Senator McCain, we're joined by Dr. Andrew Sloan. He's director at the Brain Tumor and Neuro-Oncology Center at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. Doctor, thanks a lot for joining us. What does this diagnosis mean? What is this?
My pleasure. Well, GBM is the most common and unfortunately the most malignant of all the primary brain tumors, and it's considered a grade 4 tumor. Median survival is somewhere between 14 and 15 months on average. That said, you know, people are living longer and longer as they get more and more aggressive treatment many times, and people with a fighting attitude such as Senator McCain tend to do better. And there are a lot of, in addition to the standard treatment, which is surgery as well as radiation chemotherapy, people are also doing experimental treatments with immunotherapy, tumor vaccines. There's an electrical device that seems to slow the division of remaining tumor, and all these seem to be helpful. The biggest prognostic indicator that the physicians can control is extensive resection. And so one of the things that I think the physicians will be looking at is whether they got as much tumor as they really can. It sounds like when they originally went in, they went in thinking that this was a blood clot and not necessarily with the diagnosis of tumor in mind. And so that will be something important to look at.
How common is this?
Well, with age, it becomes increasingly common. As I said, it's the most common primary malignant brain tumor. That said, it's only about 2% of all cancer.
This is the same disease that killed Senator Ted Kennedy?
And I think Bo Biden as well.
There's obviously treatment for it. Is there a cure for it?
Well, cure is a word that we don't use very often with glioblastoma, but I would caution you that despite the grim prognosis, we do have 2 and 5 and occasionally 10-year survivors. So again, I think that as long as he's doing well, and it sounds like he's doing quite well, I think, you know, if he treats it aggressively, there's no reason why he can't do well for at least a couple more years.
Well, I'll tell you, this was an informative report from the doctor, and I appreciate Tucker Carlson being able to get him on the air last night because obviously concern for Senator John McCain. All across the country, several Republican senators learned of the news during a meeting about health care. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven told CNN, adding that there was a stunned belief in the room and they prayed for McCain. And I would say that's the order of the day for John McCain. People always ask, well, how do we pray? And I always say the best way to pray is that God's will be done. Because God's will, when it's done, everything is perfect. Even in the midst of what the McCain family is going through, Megan McCain's her tweet about her father. Her message was especially touching. Even the president said, Senator John McCain has always been a fighter. Melania and I send our thoughts and prayers to Senator McCain, Cindy, and their entire family. Get well soon. Vice President Mike Pence said, cancer picked on the wrong guy in a tweet, adding that he and his wife Karen are praying for him. McCain is a fighter, and he'll win this fight too. God bless. Even President Obama chimed in, McCain's 2008 presidential campaign opponent. He said, cancer doesn't know what it's up against. Give it hell, John. This is what the 44th president wrote. A lot of well wishes Lots of prayers for John McCain today, and rightfully so. And thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues, talking about health care. We've got Eric Boland coming up a little bit later on this morning, too. Stay with us right here.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is abnormal and it is not appropriate for duty, and then not to disclose it only arouses further suspicions about what the hell is it, Donald Trump's obsession with Vladimir Putin, and why won't he be straightforward about it?
Because what Donald Trump has done in the past, reporters, foreign policy analysts, and our allies can safely assume the worst. They can safely assume the worst of Donald Trump. They can safely assume the worst of Vladimir Putin.
All right, Dr. Gorka. All right. Everybody in the media knew who was in the meeting, right? There's no surprises here.
I spoke to the president. The president told me the media knew all about it. They were outside. This was, this was an opera meal event, the goodbye for Chancellor Merkel hosting these heads of state with their wives. Again, a massive nothing burger. Maybe CNN doesn't know. Maybe the New York Times doesn't know. Maybe the fake news industrial complex doesn't know. But John F. Kennedy met with Khrushchev. It wasn't Hamburg, it was Vienna, it wasn't 2017, it was 1961, but they actually met. The head of the USSR met with the American president. Not only that, FDR, historic president, met with Joseph Stalin at the Yalta conference. Can I tell you how we react to these stories here in the White House? We love it.
I hope you laugh.
We love it. You know why? Because it's just an indicator of one thing. They are desperate. They're desperate. We've recaptured Mosul. Illegal immigration is down. Kate's law passed in the House. The economy is breaking records. And this is what they want to talk about. This is how you have articles in Vanity Fair that CNN is collapsing, that Zucker is going to lose his job. That's their own fault, because they created a crisis of credibility for their own lack of news.
Close, and some would say closer. This is what... we've learned in the past that staying away from our enemies is not the best solution. And I think the big problem that occurs when that happens is you allow for imaginings. And when you allow for imaginings, you just get unhinged and you start thinking about the wrong things and you imagine the worst. I look back at what happened with Saddam Hussein, for example. Yes, he was, pounding his chest and acting like all that in a bag of chips. And he got himself backed into a corner, because he was thinking that, look at, if he didn't act like he had some, you know, weapons of mass destruction, that he was the center there of the Middle East and in control of everything, then they would come in on him. But he figured the best defense was to go and be the aggressor. And, of course, what it did, it put him on the spotlight. And with all the, bravado of weapons of mass destruction, of course, the demonstration thereof, too, with what he did with the Kurds, lest we forget, it really backed him into a situation. And meanwhile, whether it's the United Nations, the combination of the forces of agreement that went against him, next thing his country's devastated. They're still trying to recover from all that. We run into the same thing potentially with Assad, North Korea, all these things flying around. So is it better to be in conversation with Putin, this incredible boogeyman? But the fact of the matter is the media, for partisanship, instead of coming alongside and reporting the facts, they want to make it into the worst thing, because this all fits into what they're trying to do about the Donald Trump presidency. From day one, they've been trying to invalidate his presidency. Well, of course, he's going to fight back on that, and the media better make sure they're precise in their reporting. If not, they're going to get called out on it, and then they claim foul because he has such a weapon with his Twitter universe. Millions of people, and I would say, the media themselves wish they had that kind of influence and that kind of power base. This is why they don't like him using his Twitter accounts, because they cannot match up one for one, especially right now when he's increasing with followers and they're decreasing. This is even reflected with, their revenue, their ad revenue. So they've got to come up with something themselves and figure out what they're doing. They're certainly not helping us, we the people.
Well, it also speaks to something else. I mean, why do they want to fabricate a story? Why do they want to push this? Why are they pushing this agenda? There's studies out there that show that only 6% of the people in the country care about it.
Right.
There's other things on the table that they could be talking about. This healthcare bill. Why don't they throw out, what's wrong with it? I've just heard that, the one that gives it the score?
The CBO.
The CBO says it's this, and that just means it's bad. Well, I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that score entails.
Well, the CBO said a lot of things. They said, made some statements about Obamacare, which was consistent with the lie of what the president, then President Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid had perpetrated on the people. I mean, the deal is that this is the problem with lies and the liars that make them. But in politics, for some reason, liars live another day. I don't care if it's Susan Rice. I don't care, President Obama. And, just flat out, what do you say about President Obama? I mean, here, the president of the United States, why did he lie to we the people? Why did he do that?
That's a great question. Why did he do that?
But we can't talk about that.
Yeah,
you see,
well, no.
And just like the media is lying about President Trump. Look at, if you want to do the hard work and go investigate, but don't come in with innuendo and suggestion. I mean, that is what Gary Bauer would call media malpractice. I mean, to the max, this is media malpractice, what they're doing. And, and basically what they've done is they've gotten, as we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, Scott, they've got away from reporting, which is their raison d'jour. As we were talking with Cheryl Atkinson, this is absolutely critical to journalism, the future of the media. Why they exist is to document history, report the news. Your opinion doesn't count, unless you want to be opinionated. You want to be opinionated, go do that. Go set yourself up and be a pundit. And knock yourself out. But as an entity whose responsibility is to report on the news and the news of the day, it's not to make up stories just because it fits your political weapon.
Well, are you a news agency or are you a an opinion?
This is like the National Enquirer. when you think about it, the kind of stuff they come up with. It's like, really? Are you kidding me? You promote this Fusion GPS dossier that you know is is weak to begin with, and you go ahead and print it all for the sake of, you know, what, full disclosure and stuff like that? Like, what, there's no ethics? There's no filter there that says, hey, this is bogus, you know, let's just throw it out there and see what sticks.
When you pick up a newspaper, do you read the front page, or do you just open it up, grab the opinion section, and go, this is how I'm going to get my news. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
You read the front page.
Sure, absolutely. And they know that, and they've been using it, and this is why, you know, Trump is kicking their back end with tweets, because they can use whatever headlines they want. But Donald Trump's got plenty of headlines of his own coming your way. You know, thank you very much, Twitter.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well,
I ask you, have you got the spirit, huh? This is part of the pushback that's demanded right now. I was with a group last night. We were talking about the book of Ecclesiastes, and one of the important books in that, or chapters in that book, is the third chapter, when it talks about times and seasons. And it's important that you understand the time and season that we're in, so you know what to do. You know, just like it says, you know, there's time for war, time for peace. And there's a time for truth. There's been a time for lies, and lies have been perpetrated at such a degree that things are upside down. They're topsy turvy. You go, wow, why are we arguing this? Why do we look at this and say this is good when we know that it's bad? We're asking our government to do things that are really outside of its wheelhouse. It's not very effective. I mean, it all has to do with competence. It's kind of like I've said before, is that, if you're a brain surgeon, you're killing 9 out of 10 people. Maybe that's not your gig. Maybe you need to do something else. And it's like the government, you know, they're not in the governance of business. When you look at whatever they operate, you know, whether it's, the postal system, the VA, go right on down the line. They're not very good at that. That's not their job. Securing us national security, yeah, very important. That's in their wheelhouse. Those are things they do to make sure that that our laws are just. Yes, that's their job. They need to focus on that. But when they start getting out of that realm and they start thinking in terms of compassionate terms, that's not in their wheelhouse, because they have to think in terms of the government, of the federal government. They have to think of everyone. How do they balance it? It's not a situation where you make up and you say, well, Scott, for the last 10 years, this has worked a little bit against you, so we're going to give you 10 years of grace and we're going to, tilt the scales. It doesn't work that way. And I understand why people might think that way. Well, on a local level, that's okay, because local level, you can be compassionate. And when our country began, that's the way it was. Compassion was handed out locally, whether it was churches, community groups, neighbors, that sort of thing. They reached out the hand of compassion. But no, you had to get these politicians come in, and they were really out of order in using the heavy hand of the federal government and weaponizing their ideology and philosophy to do something that is beyond them. So, meanwhile, we've created this incompetent, agency and bureaucracy, but we just keep on going. We ignore the waste. In fact, I think in a couple of days we're going to be talking about the you saw the waste book. I don't know if you saw the pig report, all the pork barrel. In fact, John McCain, in the midst of everything he was doing, tweeted out that he was sorry that he missed the report, but he did get caught up on it, and talking about how that is so important that we keep people honest. I mean, Tom Coburn, one of my heroes, Senator Tom Coburn, printed a national waste book every year. And the last time talked about $450 billion in duplicative waste. And it just sits there. It just comes, goes. Nobody says anything about it,
That's part of the problem of our government. You brought up the Postal Service. It was just reported, the Washington Post just reported that, the Postal Service broke the law when they were pushing time off for workers to campaign for the Clinton.
Yeah.
you have the IRS, which was used as a political tool to investigate
any conservative group, Tea Parties, that sort
parties.
Of thing. And delayed, Lois Lerner delayed their application for tax exemption. And this is the thing, you talk about voter fraud and you talk about influence and stuff. Tell me that didn't have greater influence than Russia did.
Well, it definitely did. And
without a doubt. But we don't talk about that. We don't talk about, talk about Putin.
But this is where, CNN and other mainstream media lost their way on this. For 8 years, they didn't talk about any scandal within the administration.
Well, Barack Obama, what did he say? Your favorite... your favorite line. There's no scandal. Absolutely no scandal.
Yeah, they didn't dig into Fast and Furious. They chose not to dig into the IRS stuff. They chose not to. There's just a whole slew of things.
Yeah.
The Clinton emails, the Clinton Foundation. These are all things that they just. Well, no, there's nothing there.
Yeah, and supposedly Rosenstein's going to reopen, the investigation into Clinton. I mean, there's just too much conversation about this. I mean, this pay to play, and you talk about the Russians now. It's like, oh my goodness, they opened up that file. We're talking Russians now. All right, we're 20% uranium. goes to Putin. Are you kidding me?
But that's the thing, and I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to angle that Trump is. Look. There's too much. The Gowdy said it right. The trickle of information.
Yeah, the drip, drip, drip.
The drip is the
same
problem.
Thing with Clinton with all her emails that was driving everything nuts.
So they need to get out there that hey, these are the ones. These are the people that we met with. These are get it out there.
Mm.
And then you need to stop. There needs to be somebody that calls out when CNN pushes a story that isn't true or that doesn't have the, after the Scalise shooting, they went back to talking about the Sarah Palin thing with target reticle.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah.
And that's...
Resurrected that's, something that was already proven wrong even that, back then.
Exactly.
You know?
Something that was completely wrong. And the problem is that they don't... When they get something wrong, and this goes for a Fox News or anything like that, when they get something wrong... They don't have to. Their apology can be on the last 30 seconds of the show, or right.
Well, it's the same thing. Like with newspapers, like you were talking about the front page of the newspaper. Here you get this big headline on the front page, and then you get a correction down there by the obituary, right? Which is really not very fair, all things considered. It's like, look at you just destroyed somebody's reputation with a bad headline, and then in very small print, disclaimer print, down there by the obituary, you write down, oops, sorry, we made a mistake,
Well, but, the one I always like to point to is the Syracuse assistant coach Bernie Fine, where he was accused. This is right around the time of the Sandusky stuff at Penn State, and a guy came forward and said that Bernie Fine tried to molest me as a child. Well, ESPN ran with this for like a week. Bernie Fine lost his job. He's you can't get away from that. Well, it turns out the guy that accused him was trying to blackmail Bernie for a bunch of money, and that Bernie actually didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Well, ESPN, after running for a week talking about this, they just, oh, and we'd like to apologize to Bernie Fine.
Yeah.
Well, you ruined the guy's life.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe part of the judgment that they're getting right now, is they're firing many people there at ESPN, as you know, with the big hit that they've taken financially. Maybe this is part and parcel to all that. You have to maintain integrity and ethos. If you're not going to, then at some point it would seem in the natural course of events and universal law, you get spit out. It's like you were talking about earlier in terms of media malpractice. You referred to Russia being about 6% of the issue for Americans, and this is based on a Bloomberg poll that asked Americans to rank the most important issues facing the country. And the way it broke down, healthcare, 35%. Job unemployment, 13%. Terrorism, 11%. Immigration, 10%. Climate change, 10%. Russia, 6%. Taxes, 4%. Other 4%. Trade, 2%. And so then in the last month, what did you have? Just the predominant issue was Russia on all the liberal media like CNN, MSNBC, even the major networks, all buying into this Russia deal, when it's just, you talk about a nothing burger, and I'm almost, we need to outlaw nothing burger, but unfortunately, it's just, it is what it is, right?
Well, somewhere along the line, it became, your media became about being first, not right. We just got to get the story out there first. Everybody points to Deep Throat and how he was an anonymous source. Well, what did those guys do when they got the information? They didn't go report it right away.
No.
They started checking
into it. They processed
it,
and then what happened then, as they started leaking it out and bringing it to the forefront, eventually they got substantiation to give it veritas, and then it made sense. They knew they had something there. Here with Russia, they're just they're fighting windmills like Don Quixote. This is Bill Martinez. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients, and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease. It is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had a known like me would have cut out too. I run so fast to say, I tell they couldn't catch me all day. The way I run across that field. Yes, you could catch me when I would be.
Oh, yes, little Satchmo, huh? You remember Satchmo? Of course, we got young people go, what the heck was that? Little Louis Armstrong. Check it out. Go YouTube him and be blessed. A classic entertainer. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. And as we were talking about this media malpractice, just to expand on a little bit, you know, Bloomberg told us in their survey, healthcare was 35% most important for Americans. Job unemployment, 13%. Terrorism, 11%. On down, as we talked about it. Russia, 6%. But yet the Russia Comey investigation received 353 minutes of coverage, or 55% of the network news airtime. Climate change got 47 minutes. Terrorism received 29 minutes of coverage, Efforts to repeal Obamacare received 17 minutes. The economy and jobs got 5 minutes of network news time. I would agree with Gary Bauer and others that would say this is absolute media malpractice. The audience, I mean, you know, the people are saying, hey, look, this is what's most important. And you're chasing, you know, you're chasing windmills like Don Quixote. Ed Pizzulli is with us right now. He is, the president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott, co-chair of Jeb Bush for governor, also served as an integral member of the Bush-Cheney legal team in the 2000 presidential recount litigation. Ed, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Will. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Let's talk Obamacare and health care. What do we got now? You know, this thing, they just keep running into a brick wall, and it's if the GOP is doing everything they can to injure their brand. What's your recommendation?
Well, first of all, they got to remember they made a promise to the American people. For 7 years, Republicans went out and campaigned on repealing Obamacare because Obamacare was going to be a disaster. That part has been proven correct. Obamacare is a disaster, but Republicans campaigned on repealing it, and now that we have the ball and the power to do so, it appears that we're running into kind of a, what I would say is a crisis in courage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, exactly. Good point. Mm-hmm.
You know, and now that you actually can make a law and affect change, now that you have that responsibility, several Republicans have gotten weak-kneed. But let me just say this. I have some level of confidence that democracy in action is not pretty and has to go through various gyrations to get a result. And I'm okay with Republicans, different members of Congress in the Republican Party having different ideas on how to attack this problem. But there's a couple things I do suggest. I suggest that we remain true to our principles. Mm-hmm. So as a Republican, I'm looking for something, either a get the government completely out of Obamacare, just do a simple repeal.
Right.
If that is not acceptable, then let's move down the track. I think we can do things that would bring greater market forces to bear as opposed to government mandates that simply take away our freedoms and increase the burden of taxes. And so what I would suggest the following. I would suggest that we pursue plans that would allow insurance companies to offer policies across state lines to increase medical savings accounts for individuals, to allow for the marketplace to determine the types of policies and benefits inside of those policies that are being offered to people, because someone who's 30 years old and healthy needs health insurance that is different from somebody who is 55 years old and not so healthy.
Exactly.
And those things need to be taken into consideration. And I would also suggest, because I do believe that the federal government's role should be limited just generally, that all of this from a funding perspective should be pushed down to the states and let state governments who are closer to their particular citizenry figure out how to spend the money in the best, most efficient way to deliver health care to their citizens. Because you and I both know that Florida is different from Alaska, and Washington State is different from North Carolina.
Exactly.
So, and I think that we should be giving our state, our particularly majority Republican governors across the country, an opportunity to best address this.
Well, as you say, Ed, you know, the CBO can't possibly rate what would happen at the marketplace, the impact that would take place with insurance companies being able to sell across state lines. We were talking about this. You imagine the advertising that you would start hearing now on TV and radio with these insurance companies offering health insurance for $39 a month? It would be incredible. And we know that this will take place because empirically this has happened time and again. But the CBO can't score that, can they?
No, they can't score it. And the CBO, with respect to understanding true marketplace, CBO has not been a great indicator. I do think that, look, there's one thing about the biggest fear that Republicans have, or some Republican congressmen have, is that the repeal of Obamacare would be seen or will be portrayed as mean-spirited mm-hmm. to those who need the coverage or health care most. And so what we've got to do is identify the truly needy folks, not just economically, but because of either a pre-existing condition,
right,
or some unforeseen health issue, that those folks and those circumstances, maybe what we do is you segment that out and say, look, as a society, we're going to make sure that there's a safety net there, and we make a commitment to do that. But that's only a small portion of the marketplace.
Exactly.
There is no reason to change the entire marketplace with government mandates that take away your money and take away your freedom.
Ed, this is a big problem, isn't it? I mean, the mandates, the built-in taxes that were put into play here, I mean, this was really one landmine after another set up by the Obama administration, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid. And this is the biggest problem that I see. I mean, like you say, that takes courage to knock that down because, the whole model in which this was set up was based on those taxes that President Obama, if you remember clearly, repeatedly said, this is not a tax, until, thank you very much, Chief Justice Roberts came in and said, oh, no, it is a tax. And you, in fact, you want it to be a tax, right?
Right. Because otherwise it's Roberts' decision, who was the key vote with respect to the constitutionality of Obamacare, would have gone the other way if it wasn't characterized as a tax. But look, let's understand this. This has little to do with actual access to health care. This is access to health insurance, which is different than actual access to health care. And what Obamacare is an enormous tax and burden, not just on the wealthy, on small and mid-sized businesses that ultimately have to carry that regulatory burden, that tax burden, and it impacts their ability to grow and expand both job opportunity and entrepreneurial opportunity. Mm-hmm. And in the end, that's a huge drag on many, many, many more people. It's one thing to say, okay, Warren Buffett doesn't mind paying the extra Obamacare tax.
Right,
well,
right.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. But what about the small mom-and-pop business on Main Street that's doing okay,
right,
but would like to hire five more people, but because of Obamacare and its obtrusive regulations and additional cost to them, they can't.
Right.
That is the biggest issue.
Exactly. Well, Ed, we got to leave it there. I'd be curious if the CBO could do a score on Obamacare 7 years later. Be interesting to see what they came up with. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Ed Pizzulli has been with us. Thank you, Ed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lights, camera, action. Yes. Time for Steve-O, the movie guy. Yes, the lights are going back and forth, and maybe, I mean, you're there in Hollywood. Are they going to put the lights out for O.J. coming back home in a slow, white Bronco or something, you know, from the Las Vegas jail?
I don't think there'll be any celebrating, but we'll see. I guess that hearing is today. Am I right on that?
Yeah, it's today, and they'll set the juice loose, but maybe it's... even though if he gets parole, it's probably in October sometime that the juice will be officially loose, and supposedly he's going to keep a low profile. I don't think he and Caitlyn Jenner are going to be doing a reality live TV show together. And I'm not trying to give anybody any ideas here, because we got enough going on on the big screen in the world of entertainment. Hey, you kind of messed up a little bit, by the way. You told me $60 million for War for the Planet of the Apes, but you were right. I mean, you were half right. They were number one. They only did $56 million. What's going on here?
Well, we're off by $4 million. Well, we'll break $100 million this weekend, so I think they're quite happy. This is, of course, the ninth Planet of the Apes movie, so performing rather well, given the fact that we've been through this territory quite a few times. Mm-hmm. It did make $56 million. It was number one last weekend, and Spider-Man Homecoming continues to roll. It broke 200 million last weekend. And then we had Despicable Me, number three, and Baby Driver, number four, The Big Sick, rounding out the top five. Well, when I heard this movie was coming out, I thought about you because I know you're a fan of this sort of thing. Dunkirk.
Oh, Dunkirk,
coming out
yes.
This weekend.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I cannot wait. Yeah.
You have seen the trailer, I would imagine.
I have seen the trailer more than once. I have been, from day one when I saw the trailer, I said, I cannot wait. In fact, I'm going to try to sneak in a sneak preview showing of it tonight if I can. I'm going to use your name. I'm not even going to ask for popcorn, but I'm going to use your name. Is that okay?
Please do.
All right.
94% of the critics are recommending this. They're very excited about Dunkirk. It's extremely well done, and a lot of people are excited because this is Christopher Nolan at the helm here. He's a terrific, very talented director. Best known, of course, for the Dark Knight trilogy. He gave us Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises, Dark Knight, and then movies like Inception and Memento. Very talented guy, but this is new territory for him, really, and he's getting great reviews. It will be number one this weekend. This, of course, is about the Battle of Dunkirk. Allied soldiers from Belgium, the British Empire, and France are surrounded by the German army and evacuated during a fierce battle in World War II. And this, of course, is about 400,000 soldiers that were trapped on a beach with nowhere to go,
right.
And about the flotilla, how they organized this group of small boats which crossed the English Channel to help.
I mean, these are private boats, Steve. I mean,
yeah.
We're not talking military, but we're just talking the people saying we got to go save our guys here.
And
you got these little fishing boats going out there and entering into a combat zone. I mean, oh, my gosh.
And they were managed to evacuate 330,000 Allied soldiers. 68,000 were either killed or wounded or captured during this, but they were able to save the bulk of them, 330,000. It's going to be quite an experience. I want to see the movie as well this weekend. Dunkirk out there, 94% recommending.
It reminds you, Steve-O, that there were so many miracles that took place during this period of time.
Mm-hmm.
That if you are, even if you're not God-fearing, you think about how could this have happened but for divine providence to save this number of people to be caught like this?
Yeah,
you know, oh my gosh, unbelievable.
From May 26th to June 4th on this beach.
Boy,
and
wow.
That's how long this took. And of course, after this is when the Winston Churchill gave that famous speech. We will fight them on the beaches, and there was it's quite a moment in English history, obviously. And it's going to be a big movie this weekend.
Quite the contrast, yep.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are excited because Harry Styles is in this. You know who Harry Styles is? Of course, the pop star. This is his film debut.
Yes.
He was in One Direction, and of course, he's going to be in this movie this weekend. And a lot of the younger folk are excited about that.
Okay.
All right, we also have a movie called Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. This is based on a popular French comic series. Also, the critics are in great mood this weekend. They're giving everything good marks. 67% are recommending this one. This takes place in the 28th century. You have Valerian, played by Dane DeHaan, and Loreline, played by Cara Delevingne, I believe is the way you pronounce her last name. She's a big-time model. They are a team of special operatives charged with maintaining order throughout the human territories in the 28th century. Under assignment from the Minister of Defense, the two embark on a mission to the astonishing city of Alpha, this ever-expanding metropolis where species from all over the universe have converged over the centuries to share knowledge and intelligence and culture with each other. Now, there's a mystery at the center of Alpha, a dark force which threatens the peaceful existence of the city of a thousand planets, and Valerian and Loreline must race to identify the marauding menace and safeguard not just Alpha, but the future of the universe this weekend.
Yes.
Valeria, the City of a Thousand Planets, 67% recommending that one.
Hey, Cara, with Cara being a model, you know that name's got to be Delevingne or something like that. You know, it's got to really have some kind of sexiness to it.
Well, it must. I actually looked it up this weekend, and I found three or four pronunciations.
You see, I'm telling you, we could take a happy stab at it, and we only got a 30% chance of being right or indifferent,
right.
I guess.
So, although she'll always be known as simply Cara to me. We could leave it there.
Exactly.
Another movie that is getting great reviews, and I really don't know why, 91% recommending Girls Trip.
Yeah, what's up with this?
Well, it's because
Queen Latifah. I mean,
Queen Latifah.
That's right. I'm telling you. Yeah, she brings it home.
Four lifelong friends, Regina Hall, played by Regina Hall, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Tiffany Haddish. They travel to New Orleans for the annual Essence Festival. Their sisterhoods are rekindled, wild sides are rediscovered, and there's enough dancing and drinking and brawling and romancing to make even the Big Easy blush. Well, I tell you what, I've been to New Orleans, and if you're looking for dancing, drinking, brawling, and romance,
yeah.
It could not be a better place.
Yeah, it's right there in the street there for you.
Ah, right.
Yeah, I mean, have a beignet, a little little sexy, dancing, brawling, and all, and don't dodge. The beads are coming your way.
It is unique, that
yes.
place. And, you know, besides all that, the food is amazing. 91%
yeah.
recommending Girls Trip. And then a little indie film with a great cast. 72% of the critics are recommending Landline this weekend. You have two sisters. They suspect their father, John Turturro, may be having an affair. It sends them into a tailspin that reveals cracks in the family facade. Now, for the first time, you got the older sister, Dana, played by Jenny Slate, recently engaged and struggling with her own fidelity, finds herself bonding with her wild teenage sister, Allie, played by Abby Quinn. The two try to uncover the truth without tipping off their mother, played by Edie Falco, and discover the messy reality of love and sex in the process. This is set in the 1990s Manhattan. Landline is a warm, insightful, and comedic drama, according to the press release, about a family united by secrets and lies. 72% recommending Landline.
Somehow sexual infidelity becomes comedic. only on the big screen. Okay.
There you go. Okay. Well, it has a great cast. Mayhem ensues, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Then if you've been wondering whatever happened to Catherine Deneuve and Catherine Froat, two legendary French actresses, well, they're appearing in a movie this weekend called The Midwife. 89% of the critics recommending this one. This is a bittersweet drama about the unlikely friendship that develops between these two. You have Claire, played by Catherine Froat, a talented but tightly wound midwife, and Beatrice, played by Catherine Deneuve, the estranged, free-spirited mistress of Claire's late father. Yes, it's a French film, and things get very French
yeah.
in this, I guess.
Yes.
The Midwife, 89%.
Yeah, bring a fan. Bring a fan. You'll need to cool off.
And then if you're wondering whatever happened to Bruce Willis, well, he's in a movie this weekend.
Funny you should ask that question. I was just thinking about that.
He's in a movie. Well, it's called
okay.
First Kill. He's out
oh.
there this weekend, and he plays a police chief, and a bank robbery goes awry. You also have Hayden Christensen starring in this, as well as Ty Shelton. They're out there, and they witness this murder of a crooked police chief, and or officer, rather, as a bank robbery goes awry. Danny, the son, is taken hostage by the criminals, and the father's forced to help them evade the police chief investigating the murder. Enter Bruce Willis. That's called First Kill out there.
Well, you know, I like the idea. I mean, you wonder about where he's at, and then with First Kill, it just the title sets you up for a sequel, doesn't it? Because then there has to be the second kill and the third kill.
Yeah, it could just continue.
The more better
forever.
Kill.
Not reviewed for the critics, unfortunately.
Okay.
All
right.
So we don't really know.
Well, maybe by the time we get to the third kill, they might have a chance to review it all. Maybe.
It could be. It
yeah.
might have to build its audience there.
Yeah.
And then another movie called The Fencer, which really looks good, starring people that I can't pronounce and I've never heard of, so I'm not even going to try. 91% are recommending this one. You have a young man, Eldon, his name is Eldon Nellis. He arrives in Estonia in the 1950s, having left Leningrad to escape the secret police. And he finds work as a teacher there and founds a sports club for his students. And he becomes kind of a father figure to these students and starts teaching them fencing with great passion. And this causes a conflict with the school's principal, so he starts, envious school principal starts investigating Endel's background. He learns, Endel learns to love these children, look after them. Most are orphans as the result of the Russian occupation. Fencing becomes a form of self-expression for these kids, and Endel becomes a role model. Then the children want to participate in this national fencing tournament in Leningrad. Endel must make a choice, risk everything to take the children to Leningrad, or put his safety first and disappoint them. The Fencer, 91% recommending that this weekend. Then we have a doc here called Pulitzer at 100. It's about the Pulitzer Prize, which, by the way, turned 100 in April of 2016. And this is a story of the prize told through stories of artists who have won the prize.
Wow.
So you have people like Helen Mirren, Natalie Portman, Leah Schreiber, John Lithgow, also journalists such as Carl Bernstein.
But no Bob Dylan, though. No Bob Dylan.
No, well, I guess he was a little late for the cut.
Yeah,
and
no.
Toni Morrison, David Crosby in this. if you're interested in this sort of thing, Pulitzer at 100 out this weekend.
It is a wrap. Steve-O, the movie guy. Thank you, Steve-O.
Thank you.
It is processed into a dry powder. The special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to be